Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola. Thursdays at 8:40. 8:40.
Okay, so it has to do with visa applications for travel. For those of us who have South African passports, the whole visa thing does a really good job of taking the joy out of travel. Mm-hmm. The visas are not only expensive, the process is time-consuming. Proof of this and proof of that, it's expensive. Plus, you have this worry about whether you're going to get the visa at all, and more importantly, whether you're going to get it before your departure date. They have your passport. You're going nowhere without that visa. Mm. And here's the thing. Sometimes the visa is not granted when the country's immigration officials suspect that you're not going to go on holiday. Actually, we're really just intending to stay in the country. Mm. And that's exactly what happened to a 21-year-old Durban man. He's currently studying at the University of the Western Cape. His parents saved up to send him on a special 21st birthday holiday package. His first overseas trip, four-day package, including tickets to see his team, Manchester United, this Saturday. He was due to leave today, Darren.
Oh, no.
His mom, Sammy, told me that she'd booked and paid for the package on August the 21st. Flights, hotel accommodation in Manchester.
Dreams come true to watch a game at Old Trafford. Oh, my word.
Exactly. 25,000 rand she paid. Plus another 1,800 to the UK embassy for the visa application, right? Mm. Big deal. His visa appointment was on the 3rd of September. When the mom followed up a month later, she was given the devastating news, visa denied.
On what grounds?
Just been sitting there. All the family was told was that they don't believe, the UK government doesn't believe that he intends to come back to South Africa, as he didn't indicate what his future plans were.
He's 21. Said, what do you think his plans are?
He's a full-time registered student at the university. They provided all his current registration documents from the university, stating that he's registered for the year, that he's in studying next year, whatever. So can you imagine? I went through this on my own 21st, 21-year-old
daughter. Did you also go to Old Trafford?
No, she was going to Switzerland. I got a Schengen visa for her, but it was, you know, you think it's a slam dunk. She's studying. She's definitely coming back. She's dependent on her parents who live here anyway.
Mm. So
the family's devastated. Yeah, as you can imagine. Well, the trip, he can't leave today. It's off. Huge disappointment. And then what about the money she paid, okay? Yeah. That 25,000 rand. So this is why she got hold of me. Mm. The tour company initially said that they'd only get around 3,000 rand back from the airline. But since I've been lazing with the mom, they said they'd get half of what they paid for the match ticket as well, a portion of the accommodation payment, 3,000 rand. Mm. In total, 9,700, which is about 37% of what they paid in total. The mom's not happy, but given that she cancelled less than 3 weeks before the departure date today, that could be considered a reasonable cancellation penalty in terms of the CPA. Mm. But the main reason I'm mentioning this is to say that there are insurance products available to cover you in the event that you can't travel because you weren't granted a visa. So ask your travel, if you're traveling on a South African passport and you have to apply for a visa to travel, please ask your travel agent about this specific insurance. One such policy reads, if your visa is denied, resulting in your international journey being cancelled, we will pay for or reimburse you the non-refundable portions of your travel or accommodation for which you are legally liable. So these, and I've did some research this week, Darren, these claims for visas not being denied are on the increase. Mm. So it's definitely something to consider.
Well, you could just find someone with an Irish passport and marry them.
Well, that too. And when I did a trip this year, where did I go? I chose to go to Ireland because no visa. You do spend a lot of time standing at immigration proving that you are A-OK, but it's worth it.
Shame. All right.
I'm not naming him shame. It's can you imagine? But huge sympathies, and please, lesson is rather get that insurance.
Get the insurance on your visa. All right, coming up, Shop Talk with Wendy Nola.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
A word to companies that, for whatever reason, can't keep their promises to their customers, can't deliver the goods that they paid you for upfront in full. Here's what you do. It's very simple. Apologize and refund their money soon as possible.
So that was the quickest Shop Talk we've ever had.
The Consumer Protection Act gives your customer the right to a refund if you don't deliver when you say you're going to. So it's not okay to keep them waiting for weeks, months, over a year even. It's not okay to say, we are going to do it. You don't get to decide that it's going to take you 3 years when someone's paid you something and you've promised them 8 weeks or whatever. Mm. Yes, what you mustn't do, talk like you're the victim, fail to show any empathy when responding to your customers on your Facebook or on social media or responding to journalists. So hit the empathy button and go with that. So on a Consumer Watch show, you might remember almost 6 months ago, I reported that the Ombud for Consumer Goods and Services had named and shamed several South African businesses for taking payment upfront for online orders and then failing to deliver. Very easy to take money online. Yeah. You know, the goods are photographs, right? Mm. Durban-based company Milo Designs, which makes furniture mostly for bedrooms and very nice looking stuff too, I must say, was one of those companies. So owner Marco Wood felt that it was unfair to have been named and shamed by the Ombud. He said, yes, we've experienced a major backlog, yet we have a store. Clients can come and lay a complaint and see that we do not scam them. We always deliver, yes, months later, but we've never not delivered. There were 12 unhappy customers on the Ombud's list, and I had 2 complaints of my own, and then I got a more after that show. Anati Ngogo bought not one, but 3 bedroom suites to the value of 26,000 Rand. On labor in November 2017, she paid them off by last August. No show, I must admit. So no goods. But after that show, Anati did get her suite. She was very grateful. But others in a similar predicament that I forwarded to Wood haven't been so lucky. I won't go through their details, but it's a lot of money. Marco told me yesterday that he had to close the Durban store due to not making any income due to your broadcast. That was Consumer Watch. Oh. I've also suffered under all of this, he said. We are working hard and are making progress. Maybe not all the clients on your list, but we've sorted about 50 others, and we've done 38 people have come to collect their orders in the last month. Mm. Pity about my guys, but anyway, he said, the bottom line is deliver within a reasonable time frame or refund, whatever it takes. Save the excuses, the blame game, and the woe is me's. You are just do right by your customers who have paid you upfront in good faith. End of advice.
Well, thank you, Wendy. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy for any consumer-related issue, I see you're very active on Twitter now as well.
I have been for a while, Darren. It's sort of the people, the tweeps, sort of demand it. So I try to be there for them as much as I can.
You can engage with Wendy on Twitter as well. But the best place is her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. And there is an email option there. Thank you, Wendy Lady.